You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
Hello, Dolphin fans. You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, brought to you by BetUS. I'm your host, Stephen Masso, on this Wednesday, August 25th. Now, in today's episode, we have some news in regards to the Dolphins making a few cuts. I'm also going to be talking about some of the quotes that are given in terms of the receiver group and their health moving forward. And then I'm also going to be talking about some of my takeaways from last week's preseason victory against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, before we begin with that, a quick word here from Manscaped. Do you like playing with balls? No, I'm not talking about footballs. I mean your balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, want you to shave with the Tom Brady of ball trimmers, the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Only the GOAT technology for the greatest balls of all time. When you're going towards the end zone, make sure to use the right tools for the job and choose Manscaped. 2 million men worldwide trust them, so join the movement with our exclusive offer by using code DolphinsTalk for 20% off plus free shipping. The world is starting to open, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to get you ready. Inside, you'll find their brand new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose trimmer, crop preserver, crop reviver toner, plus two free gifts, performance boxer briefs, and the shed travel bag. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DolphinsTalk at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code DolphinsTalk. Take your ball defense to the promised land with Manscaped. Now, to begin with today's episode, the Dolphins made a few cuts, and there were some notable names on here. The first of those being tackle Jermaine Illuminor, which, he was rated extremely highly in the preseason, but of course, he was facing those deep, deep depth chart guys on the opposing teams, so this shouldn't come as too much of a surprise, but I do want to mention there's an interesting YouTube video in regards to Jermaine Illuminor and his path to the NFL. He's actually from the London area and said he stumbled across football when he saw a Giants and Dolphins game when he was originally looking for Arsenal on TV. So very interesting note there, but he was released from the team. Other guys that were released by the Dolphins include Isaiah Ford and also Robert Foster. Lynn Bowden Jr. has been placed on IR. Now, as with Isaiah Ford, you know, just a victim of there being an already crowded receiver unit, I don't think this should come as a shock to many considering that the Dolphins actually traded him last year to the Patriots. Overall, he's been a reliable receiver throughout his career. He's been raved about heavily in terms of his knowledge of football, and a lot of people say they see coaching in his future. So whether another team picks him up, I'm still optimistic about what Isaiah Ford could do on another team, whether it is in the coaching aspect or on the field. And then when it comes to Robert Foster, a guy who is still very young, still pretty talented, I'm sure he could be of use to another team. We saw how he was utilized against the Dolphins for years now, and he caught that beautiful reception courtesy of Jacoby Brissett in the last preseason game. Again, just kind of a victim of what is a very crowded wide receiver unit that even when you look kind of at the top part, you have to wonder which of these guys who are playing well is going to get cut. And, you know, the guys who are injured, what's going to happen there? Because, of course, the Dolphins' top three guys on their depth chart haven't played, but presumably are all going to have major roles in the offense. Now, I'll use that to segue into the point because we do have some news in regards to quotes that were given in regards to all three of these guys. Coach Brian Flores was asked about them in particular, that being Will Fuller, Devontae Parker, and Albert Wilson. All those guys were seen sprinting pregame ahead of that game against the Falcons, but didn't end up playing. Well, they were asked if they would participate in practice, and Brian Flores said that they're getting closer and we'll have to find out Wednesday. So potentially by the time that you're listening to this, there's already a new update in regards to these three players and their health moving forward. Now, there were some interesting quotes from all of these guys. Will Fuller said that he had some early impressions based off Tua and his accuracy, and he said that, quote, You know where the ball is going to be. It builds that trust with the quarterback that he's going to put the ball where it needs to be. Now, Devontae Parker, in speaking of Will Fuller, said that he has amazing speed, and that's going to be a big part of what they need on offense. Parker went on to talk a little bit about Albert Wilson and Jaylen Waddle and the help that they could provide in the slot. And he said, quote, those fast guys, not even for me, for everyone else, it just helps get everyone wide open on the outside, just one-on-one coverage. So again, we've heard about this countless times throughout the offseason that the Dolphins needed to add speed because not only would it help Tua, but it would also cause the safeties over there to respect the deep ball much more. We saw what Albert Wilson was able to accomplish in those one-on-one situations back in 2018, just the amount of speed and dynamic playmaking ability that's currently in the Dolphins roster on that receiver position is very exciting when you think of the premise of what these guys could do in some open space. Now, guys, with sports betting season in full force, with football fast approaching, you need a sports book with integrity and longevity like BetUS. You may already know this, but BetUS has been pioneers in the sports book industry for almost three decades and thriving and paying their loyal customer base. That is BETUS.com, and they have loads of bonuses. Join now or call 800-69-BETUS. That is 800-MYBETUS, and you receive 125 sign-up bonus by using the bonus code DolphinsTalk. They have re-up and referral bonuses also. BETUS is known as America's favorite sports book for a lot of reasons. BETUS has all your favorite sports and loads of NFL futures and NFL odds that are up already. You can bet UFC matches and props, PGA golf and round matchups, and live betting on most sports, and that's including golf. The online casino has hundreds of games, and the racebook has all your horse tracks. They have every bet type imaginable, and the Sharp BetUS mobile platform is easy with full betting options. Follow my lead and get your phone, online, and social sports betting partner with integrity and longevity like I did. BetUS, you bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS. Now, to get into my takeaways from what was a very exciting preseason victory over the Atlanta Falcons, the first one is that Jaylen Waddle appears to be healthy. That is the first main concern that is awesome to hear. How gut-wrenching was it to watch what initially appeared to be a very serious injury with Jaylen Waddle, yet we saw him kind of a testament to his strength in that same way we saw him battle through injuries in college and want to be out there on the field. How impressive was it watching him come back onto the field, even though he didn't necessarily have a huge impact afterwards? Still a huge testament to his strength. A lot of his teammates, including Tua Tagovailoa, were all saying how impressed they were, and it shows what kind of guy that Jaylen Waddle is. Now, the next major takeaway from last week's game was, of course, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. I think this was, even though it was a preseason game, it was a performance that turned a lot of people who were not optimistic about Tua into believers, because you got to see him find a little bit of a rhythm. He looked infinitely more comfortable in the offense, and when he was in that rhythm, when he was starting to find his stride, you could tell that he was just exuding a mass level of confidence. The way that he was stepping up in the pocket, the offensive line was improved, but he was still getting a lot done with his legs. There was a pass to Mike Gesicki for 30 yards where he showed a little bit of that arm strength, which was a trait of his that's been under constant critique. Overall, it was an awesome game from Tua. There was a ton of things to love about him. It was something that proved to me that this is going to be a year where Tua starts to, you know, crack out of that shell a little bit. I thought in his rookie season, his role was to be a game manager. As we all know, that kind of has a negative connotation to it. But as a rookie, I think it's completely fine for that to be his role. Well, I think this upcoming season, in that second year, having a training camp, having a preseason, being able to recover from that injury, we're going to see him in more instances where he is dominating games, where he is taking over games. And I'm not saying that to the full extent that I think he's going to be some elite level quarterback already in his second year, but those instances, like we saw in games against Arizona where he really started to shine, I think those are going to be a lot more frequent. And with the weapons around him, I'm very excited to see what Tua is able to do this season. Now, the next takeaway I have here is in regards to the offensive line. The offensive line was much improved in this game. Now, personally, personally, for me, it wasn't enough to convince me that this is no longer a concern, because that performance against Chicago was truly that bad. I want to be able to see them string together a little bit more before I can say, okay, this is a non-issue. They weren't tremendous. We still saw Austin Jackson kind of getting pushed back quite a bit more than you would hope. But overall, you did see some progress. He wasn't letting people go around him. You saw rookie Liam Eichenberg step in there, and his side of the field was relatively clean for the most part, which is awesome to see from a rookie in his first game in preseason. So overall, I think the Dolphins' offensive line is trending upwards. It's still not enough to entirely convince me that this is not an issue. And it's also important to note the Atlanta Falcons' defense is just worlds apart from the one of the Chicago Bears. So they should, to some degree, be performing better. But overall, I'm hopeful that they could string together some more good games, but I'm not quite there yet to say that this is a non-factor. Now, the next takeaway I had from that game was that Miles Gaskin is the undisputed top guy. I've been seeing fantasy articles countless times saying that he's going to be a fantasy bust and that he's not going to be able to command that lead role. The way that I'm looking at it, there is nothing to suggest that that role isn't solidified for him. It looks like the volume that's going to be directed his way is going to be abundant. Even though Malcolm Brown did progress and look a lot better as kind of expected, I do expect Malcolm Brown to be that short yardage, our obvious run situation, punch it in the goal line kind of guy. But aside from that, I think Miles Gaskin's ability as a receiving back, extremely underrated. The volume is going to be there. If you look at the stats that he was able to produce last year in terms of yards from scrimmage per game, he had more yards from scrimmage per game than guys like Ezekiel Elliott, than guys like Joe Mixon, than guys like Josh Jacobs, who are all considered to be elite caliber running backs. And if he was able to stay healthy from a fantasy perspective, he would have been a top five running back. So of course, fantasy is not real life, but when you're thinking about the level of production that Miles Gaskin had, and then just based on the eye test this upcoming season, he looks like the most all-around back the Dolphins had, and it looks like they have found quite a gem here in Miles Gaskin. I'm very excited about what he's going to be able to do, and as I kind of alluded to earlier there, Malcolm Brown was much better. I expect that to be his role. I expect him to be fine, and then Savon Ahmed continues to impress. His ability as a receiver looks really, really good. It wouldn't shock me if they have him out there as a slot receiver on occasion if they are down a receiver with injuries, because the Dolphins receiver group has been battling quite a ton. So overall, I'm very optimistic about this group. I know I mentioned last week about how some people wanted to bring in Kerryon Johnson, but I do think Malcolm Brown's performance last week was enough to kind of show people what he is capable of doing. And I think his issues back against Chicago were more so attributed to the offensive line not really giving him much to work with. So guys, that is how I'm going to wrap up today's episode. As always, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so. That is at Shady Steven. If you'd like to hear more from me, I do a Dolphins podcast. You can check it out. It's on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. It's called Via the Source, V-I-A the Source. If you check it out, that would be a huge help to me. If you haven't already, make sure to follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter, as well as go to DolphinsTalk.com. Stay updated on everything in regards to the team. Guys, it was a pleasure to be your host. Until next time, I'm Steven Amasso, and this was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast brought to you by BetUS.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.